Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, November 27th, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving weekend. I know we are all very blessed to be in such an incredible company. I want to encourage everyone to end the month in a really strong way. But now to introduce tonight's very special guest speaker, I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum Four Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, and the leader of our Moore Success Team, and that is my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yeah, thank you, Randy. Excuse my voice tonight. You know, Randy, it's always an honor and a privilege to introduce this next man. $300,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, $1,000 production award, Platinum Jacket earner. He just goes on and on and on. Legal Shield is the best business decision Brooks has made in his life. Legal Shield means friends, family, fun, fellowship, time, freedom, and financial freedom. He and his wife, Celeste, his lifestyle has changed from living all their Mississippi lives to moving to Florida because they wanted to. The greatest accomplishment Legal Shield has not yet been achieved. They work together. They're independent. They have time, freedom. They're happy and blessed. They, together, plan to grow their businesses. Legal Shield continues to grow and improve. And I would like to say outstanding Christians and great friends. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brooke Westchester.
Well, thank you, Ken Moore. Randy,
excuse my voice.
We'll excuse anything to do with Ken Moore as it relates to just the miles you've put on yourself in this business through the years. You know, I wrote myself a note here that back, I don't know what year it was, but I ate breakfast with Ken Moore in Branson, Missouri. You know, we don't go to Branson anymore because we grew so much that we outgrew the place. And, of course, the tragedy that the Stonecipher family dealt with the loss of their son, their daughter-in-law, and their granddaughter, upset some things, but they kept going. Did want to shout out to Jimmy Parrish, Linda Bowden, Harold Pinson, and a lot of other names that I know well on this call. And what a privilege it is to be speaking to the Moore family, to the Moore team. You know, it's good to have a name that's Moore rather than a name that's less. A lot of simple things make sense, you know, and the Moore family expects more. And what a team came on this call. I love to get on a call early to see all who all comes on. I did hear a couple of people from Lubbock that I hear on Sunday nights on a different call. Just want to say hello to them. But, you know, from Canada to Nevada, Kentucky, just on down the line, I heard somebody call in from Durant, Oklahoma. You know, there's a Durant, Mississippi. Makes me kind of homesick to hear Durant. But I did leave Mississippi. I had not planned on ever leaving Mississippi, born and raised there. Some of the best people in the world, in my opinion, are from Mississippi. Most people have driven through the state but hadn't spent any time there, and in my opinion, they ought to get to know the people. But don't know that I plan to go back. Didn't plan on leaving, but the Legal Shield opportunity has allowed us, me and my wife, to assist in the raising of a granddaughter. This business opportunity, when I got into it, my goal was to build a team, and I've been successful in doing that, recruiting people and watching, helping those people, you know, get on about things and have what I had the opportunity to have. But I saw an opportunity here when I joined back in 1996. I did it on a part-time basis. Really, at that initial point, did not, again, plan to doing it full-time, but it worked into that. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that I traveled from Jackson, Mississippi with another guy that eventually, a couple of years in, quit. But that was kind of a catapult. He and I drove to Ada, Oklahoma, went to the old office. We were told that Carlin Stonecipher would be at the front door waiting on us. They got that wrong, but we were able to see the whole office, and I couldn't get home fast enough. And the guy with me was worried because he didn't know what was going on. I said, well, I've seen all I need to see. It's time to get back to Mississippi because everybody in Mississippi needs this. You know, I wrote a note before this call started because when you're talking to Ken Moore, you're all but talking to Harlan Stonecipher because he's been around him so much for so long. But this is a quote I think that would come from Harlan Stonecipher, and it's, "The most important sale that you'll ever make is when you sell yourself." And what he was talking about there is, you know, the most important sale that you will ever make is when you sell yourself on Legal Shield, when you sell yourself on, back then, prepaid legal. You've got to be sold on the legal plan, the identity theft service that we offer, and you've also got to be sold on the fact that you're in business for yourself, and you're going to have to work. You're going to have to do some things on a daily basis to keep on keeping on. One of the notes that I made here was that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. You know, I don't know how many years this very call that I'm on here tonight, have the honor to be speaking on, has gone on. But it wasn't just hell for a couple of weeks and then stop. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. You know, I heard a gentleman on the call tonight, and he's from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. May know him, I may not, but I know that a lot of the things that I've learned about faith comes right out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, at the Rhema Bible Church there, the Hagen family. And, you know, he always said, one of the Hagens, Mr. Hagen, said, faith comes by hearing, not by having heard. And we keep on listening to the Legal Shield story or somebody that's had success in Legal Shield over and over because it's revisiting your faith. You've got to continually build your faith in any business, and especially in Legal Shield, because there's a lot of pushback from people who don't believe. You know, I got committed to Legal Shield early on by going to the home office. You know, Sheila Pinson still works at the home office. She was one of the first people that I saw that day when I went. Charlene Clark, I think, is her name, and then there was a Vicky Mapp that did some work in the computer area, and there was Catherine Walden, and Catherine Walden went into a computer and said, "Let's see what's going on in Mississippi," and there were about 200 members, and she named one, and I said, "Well, if he's in this, we know we can do better," but only 200 members again. I still wholeheartedly believe that everybody in the state of Mississippi needs Legal Shield. Why is that? Because it's where I grew up. I know what my eyes have seen down through the years in what you'd call injustice and just the people not knowing what their rights were. Therefore, they didn't really have any. And, you know, of course, there's 3 or 4 million people in Mississippi. You know, there's 20 million down here in Florida. All I did is a move to a bigger pond, a bigger market, so to speak. But one of the main reasons that we did come was the granddaughter. The granddaughter was moved here by way of the Navy. There's a divorce. We raised that child for about 6 years of our life. And some of you that have been to a lot of conventions, you've seen that little girl at age 2 or 3 on stage when we were saying the prayer before the convention started, or an executive director banquet, and she was right there. I bet she'll be in prepaid or in Legal Shield here one day just because of her exposure and her attachment to it and all the good people. Again, you know, I've got this long list of states that people are in tonight who are calling into this call, and to each of you that's on this call, if you will stick and stay and be consistent in your business, you can build exactly what has been built by Ken Moore and his family. And, you know, there are several families in prepaid legal that are operating generationally, so to speak. Ken Moore, Randy Moore, Jeremy Moore, and, you know, who's next in the Moore family? You can do the same, but you have to be committed. You have to stay consistent. There's a lot of people on this call because they tune into this call because it provides that recommitment, that staying consistent. You know, it's just, I've got a note here that says, keep on keeping on. Stay plugged in. You know, you've got to stay connected. You've got to stay close to the fire. You know, it's neat that I hear Harold Pinson talking about having a birthday. I've got one coming up. I believe it's December the 1st, and maybe I'll have to get me a leaf blower or whatever you call it to blow out all those 70 candles. Never thought I'd be 70. Couldn't envision 70 years old, but can now envision 70, 80, 90, whatever is out there for me, because Legal Shield, the business, the opportunity, continues to motivate me. I'm very involved in BNI, in a lot of networking groups here, in the weekly briefing that goes on, the Super Saturdays. As long as I'm healed, healthy, and whole, I will continue to do this because it's uplifting to me to meet people, to help people, to know that if they'll listen to what I have to tell them about this service that we offer and this business that we're in, that I've got something that will help their life. But, you know, success is simple, but I didn't say it was easy, because one of the hardest things in life, and I learned this lesson early, and I know Jimmy Parrish has heard this story many times, but I was, you know, Jimmy's a University of Alabama fan. I kind of am. I went to school there for a while, but because I was not consistent and committed to going to class, they recommended that I go join the Army. You know, that was in the Vietnam days, and they said, your grades are not good. You hadn't been going to class. You're suspended. It's called flunked out. And I flunked out of the University of Alabama, and that was an embarrassment, not only to me, but to my parents, my whole family. But I learned from failure to go into the Army and then to Mississippi State University, where I went to class, and by just attending class, got on the dean's list. And it was amazing to me, and that was kind of some of the getting committed, the staying consistent lessons that I learned, because I really wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer, so to speak, on the intelligence side. But I did see that if I could remain persistent, consistent, committed, and you know, just driven by let's keep on keeping on, I could get to a level of success that most with even more talent wouldn't, because they didn't have that. So, you know, hopefully that's a lesson, that's a message to somebody out there that just keep on keeping on, keep going. That was one of the things that brought me through dealing with, you know, a negative diagnosis from a doctor that told me that I was dealing with a disease that starts with a C. I don't even like to give it credit by giving it a name, but through faith and through seeing the other side of things, I saw health and healing. I didn't focus on a diagnosis. I focused on what my rights were on the spiritual side, that I could be healed, healthy, and whole. And here I am today. But I know I've been kind of rambling around here, but there were several points that I wanted to encourage tonight, and that is just, you got to stay plugged in. If you're not committed, figure out a way to get committed. And on top of that, commitment, you know, is all about doing it whether you want to do it or not. You know, Kenneth Moore, I was up there several weeks ago, and Kenneth Moore was not, his energy level wasn't very high. We were at a founder's dinner, and he wasn't feeling very well, but he was there. You know, that's commitment, and he's consistent with his commitment. And anybody that's successful to whatever level in this business is, again, they got committed, they stayed consistent with that commitment, and they kept on keeping on. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing. And where do you get your hearing? You get it from this call. You get it from your weekly briefing. You get it from the the calls that went on today. You know, I was trying to figure out what day it is. This was a busy week coming off of Thanksgiving. Our grandson was here and missed his flight, and they had to get up at 3 o'clock Sunday morning to get him to an airport to get out on an early flight back to Chicago. That wasn't any fun, but I was committed to getting him home, and we did it. So that, there again, in anything that we do in life, you get committed, you stay consistent, you be dependable, and you keep on keeping on. And therein lies the secret of success. But with that, Randy, that's kind of my, and Ken, that's my message tonight. Hopefully that rings somebody's bell. And I appreciate the opportunity to be on this call and to speak to your wonderful team. Thank you, sir.
Well, if you, Brooks, this is Randy. If you've got just a few more minutes, we may have a,
sure,
a couple on our team here may want to have a question or comment for you. That would be okay?
Absolutely.
All right. You talked about Mr. Harold Pinson just a little bit. Harold, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Randy. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir. Have you got a question or a comment for Mr. Brooks' work cousin?
Just a comment. Well, first of all, I appreciate you, sir, and appreciate you, what you stood for over the years, and you're just solid. You don't waver in what you do. You're talking about consistency, and I think that is really important. I'm not sure you'll agree with me on this, but I tell people there's really only two ways to do this business, and that's when you feel like it and when you don't. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, you know, the one of the ultimate pictures in consistency is the Pinson household. There's a lady named Kathy, and there's a gentleman named Harold, and I hadn't ever seen any more consistent than that. And just what a, again, you know, I met Kathy Pinson before I met Harold Pinson at a meeting in Jackson, Mississippi, when she came down to help get some things straightened out in the state of Mississippi, and I was impressed with her then and even more so today. But, yes, sir, that's true. Thank you.
In fact, I know you all spent a lot of time together down there working some machines out there in the state of Mississippi.
Well, you know, this business, that's right, this business grew me up. There were some things that I didn't want to participate in, but I was called to that duty, and it grew me up, and I'm the better for it that I am.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Thanks for being on tonight.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right, Mr. Pinson, appreciate that. Next, let's go out to the great state of Alabama and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Brooks, always good to hear you. Love the times when we had the chance to work together when I was a group vice president in Alabama and you were our regional vice president. And, you know, we hear it a lot. You'll hear it tonight if you hang on the end. I know everybody on the call will. Ken Moore will sign off and say, just remember to keep God first, family second, legal shield third. And I know you and I know your heart and I know what you stand for, and you do a great job of that. But I know you kind of had to put feet to that when you mentioned at the first part of the call where you had to basically relocate your business, your family, and your life, basically, to help raise your granddaughter. You did that in Mississippi and, you know, continue to do that. How would you advise people that are faced with similar situations in Legal Shield that are faced with situations like that that happen in their family or things that might happen in their full-time job or other things that they're doing to try to keep those tenets in order that we hear about so regularly on the Moore Team call and that you've done such a great job of putting into practice with your business and with your life?
Well, one thing would be prayer. You pray for wisdom. You pray for guidance. You pray for the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you and have faith that you will get the answers, and you go forward in faith seeing the answer on the other side. You know, see beyond the problem, see beyond, you know, go beyond what you're looking at to where you want to be. And you just got to go forward in faith. The most fun I've ever had, and this is okay. I have two children. My wife Celeste has one child, and that's from whence the two grandchildren, one that we raised, came from. There are four other grandchildren that my children have. You know, I'm remarried, but the attachment that I have to the young girl is amazing, and from a daughter that's not even my own daughter, and it's amazing what opportunities God puts in front of you and allows you to make the most of when, if you are given that opportunity, treat it as an opportunity, not as a burden. The other night when the ex-husband of our daughter called and said, we've got an issue, we've got to get son back up here to Chicago, and I really don't know what we're going to do, I said, we got it. He may be my ex-son-in-law, but he's the father of the granddaughter, and I love him. And I think that when he called for help, I said, thank you for calling for help. Sometimes you just got to take lemons and make lemonade and have faith that you will get through it. And you go about it with joy. I don't know if that's answering your question, Jimmy, but the memories that I have of working with Jimmy Parrish in Alabama, because, you know, at that time I had Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, and I like to drove the wheels off my car operating in those states. And that's when I found out that I was abusing my body, and it's really the reason I got sick. I was just overdoing it. But and that's a whole other lesson. You know, you got to take care of yourself. You gotta. You know, when you got to eat right. You got to take care of yourself, and that's a lesson in itself. But you know, we're presented with a lot of things, and God doesn't put all those things in our path, because the devil's out there and he's trying to get you. But God gives you the answer and the way around it, the way through it, and you got to see it. And just go forth in the faith that everything's going to be all right.
Well, I appreciate you answering that. And I'll say for the benefit of everybody on the call tonight, because you and I go back a good way, but, you know, we've got folks, I mean, that don't know you on this call, and there are a lot of people that would have no idea that after you've done such a eloquent job here and the many times that you've spoken at the convention, you know, there were times, as you and I have talked, where you were petrified to talk in front of a small group of people, much less a large group of people. And, you know, and how you've developed and done personal development through the years to get to where you are with your business, you could spend another whole call just talking about that. But I just tell you, I love you, I appreciate you, thank you for sharing tonight, and appreciate you taking the time, and I'll turn it back over to you, Randy.
All right, Jimmy, appreciate that. Next, let's go out to the state of Idaho and the $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Sheever. Mr. Sheever, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, Mr. Warkheiser, always a pleasure to hear from you, sir. I remember the first time I ever heard you speak, it was at the Pathway to Platinum event in Orlando a few years ago. But I've heard you multiple times since, and I'm always excited when I hear that you're going to be speaking, and so I can take notes. But we've got a lot of people on the call tonight, and you know, I know you've built a large organization. The question I have for you is, what do you say, you know, what's your number one tip, or maybe your top two tips for, you know, a senior manager or a director that's kind of plateaued, that they're still pushing, but they don't seem to be making any headway? What are your top one or two coaching tips for that person?
Well, first of all, it would be activity. It would be keep on keeping on. Sometimes when you're at a plateau and you're stalling, you got to check up on your activity, your productivity, the proper activity. But also, sometimes it's just a test of somebody's faith as to whether they're going to keep on keeping on. Because I know that, you know, I'm introduced as a $300,000 a year ring earner. Now, I've been in this business a long time, before I got to that level, because it wasn't too many months ago that I got to that level. So that once you reach that level, you celebrate it. But in the meantime, you're looking around and you have a potential tendency to say, well, I must not be any good because it's taken me this long, and look at all these other people doing it overnight. Well, sometimes you got to quit looking at them and keep looking at you. And, you know, I got healed because I believed I was going to be healed. I won a Hummer. A lot of you don't know it. I won a Hummer at a 2004 convention. And you wouldn't believe how much we believed with others and ourselves that we were going to win that Hummer. Sometimes you got to have, you got to practice some things to kind of build your faith. You know, you talk about that day that down in Orlando, I came out on the stage and I looked over there and there was Jeff Bell and there was Rip Mason, and I looked at him and I said, you know, I'm scared to death. I forgot what I was going to say. And before the thing, I had to go over to my room, and I was really struggling that day with myself. And I had to get a vision of, I'm going to be okay. I got to get up there and talk. And I really didn't get into this business to stand in front of the room and talk to a bunch of people. But after about 20 years of facing the issue, it finally went away. I get excited, but I don't get petrified and scared to death. But my thing to anybody that's in a stall is you got to keep going. Everybody stalls in anything that they do. And I know that Darnell Self himself does a great training on the middle. And when you're out there, you've got a goal out in front of you. It needs to be a realistic goal. But, you know, when you first start out, it's easy. It's simple. But in the middle, and especially getting closer and closer to a goal, it gets harder and harder. That's just your test. Without a test, you have no testimony. And you celebrate the time that you're in your struggle, because oftentimes big success or a big jump in success comes after serious challenges. So that'd be my thing, is keep on keeping on. Take a look at your goals, your activity. Get some coaching from somebody that can, you know, somebody that's done it, somebody that's on up there in the success ladder, that can look at your activity and your productivity and what your goals are and see how they're all matching up. But the main thing is you got to keep going.
Thank you for coaching up tonight. I'll turn it back to you, Randy.
All right.
Thank you, David.
Appreciate that very much. Brooks, you're truly one of the leaders in this company that I admire and look up to. You've been there. You've done it. You stood the test of time, and I just admire you, and I just want everybody on the team to know how much we appreciate you taking your valuable time to spend with our team tonight. So I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege to be on here. And I think the other day when I was in Oklahoma, I drove up from Dallas, and I drove through Durant, and isn't that where you're from?
Absolutely. I wish you'd have said something.
I honk. And
I guess I missed it. Well, next time, give me a call.
I'll do it.
I appreciate you very much. And with that, Brooks, I'm going to turn it back to Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say, thank you so much, Brooks. It's always an honor to have you on the call. And I'd like to say I wish I was as young as you and Harold Pinson. Y'all are just kids, according to me. keep it on. You'll reach it, brother.
Thank you.
Well, thank you again, Brooks, for being on. And folks, I'd like to say, as we always do, keep God first, family second, leadership third. God bless you. Give it 210%. We'll make it fine. God bless you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.